It's a championship WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Well, maybe not a championship. Maybe NL East. Ike, how are we feeling?
Well, I'm still seeing red, but it ain't because of the Eagles. It's because of the Fightins. Spike, Jackie Baseball, we did it. Holla at your boy.
Never a doubt. Step one is complete, baby.
You guys were worried the whole time while I was just steady. Steady. Here we are.
We did it.
You know, I remember our first shows together were down in spring training. Mm-hmm. And one of the themes through all of those shows, both from us and from the players, was that obviously the goal is to win a World Series. But the first step in that goal is let's be the best team in the division during the regular season and win the National League East. And here we are. As the Phillies champions of the National League East get another flag hanging at Citizens Bank Park. And it feels pretty good to be NL East champs. Feels pretty good.
Yeah. Lost in those two great runs they had the last 2 years once they got into the postseason. You never really even think about, we didn't even win the division those years they got in. He hadn't won one since 2011.
Had a struggle to make the playoffs
just
even
to even
the last
get in,
couple of
yeah.
years. Yeah.
So it certainly was a good feeling to see them be able to hang that banner. I don't know what they're going to wind up doing with that wild card banner. They really should burn it. But to me, at least you can actually put a real banner up there now.
Yeah.
I mean, they won a division.
Yep.
I guess I was happy for them because it's a goal they set out to do. They didn't run from it. Right, they didn't run from it. They didn't do the whole, well, we just want to get in, and it doesn't matter how we get in, we'll handle that. No, they set this as a goal, along with other things, which winning the World Series, and they didn't shy away from it. And so they went out and attacked it. That got them off to the great start to the season, because I believe that's what they were focused on and motivated. I honestly believe the injuries and the slow start by the Mets and the injuries to the Braves took a little fire out of the Phillies.
And that's why we got the middle part of the season.
Yeah, I believe they thought they could just cruise to this thing, and they didn't have enough heat on their tails from the opponents in the division. And I think that's why we got a little bit of that lethargic play for a couple of months. But listening to them last night, watching them celebrate, they certainly seemed focused and primed for a long playoff run in October. And I'm excited for it. I got to be honest, this is what I've been waiting for. This baseball team the last 2 years has been so much fun to follow with the emotions in October the last 2 years. It makes it hard to be able to enjoy the regular season because this is what I'm looking forward to. And this is what I've been looking forward to is October baseball.
That's what you and Jack kept saying. Just get us to October. Get us to October. This was my first of this version of the Phillies team, my first opportunity to really go along with them. I experienced it differently than you guys because you guys were here for the last two playoff runs. This was exciting to me because I got to watch a good baseball team. Forget about the division.
Right.
This was my opportunity to watch a good Phillies team for the first time all the way through, the first time in over a decade. Jack, how are you feeling today?
So I feel good. It's like, but there's such a bigger goal here than winning the division. I appreciate it last night. It was meaningful. 13 years. I was in high school the last time I won the division. All that cool stuff. But I've seen them celebrate before. I've seen them.
Not a division.
And yeah. That's great.
Your eyes are on the prize.
They have an opportunity here. They are one of the favorites to win the World Series. And last night was great, but that can't be the ending. We're not going to look back on that as some unbelievable accomplishment if they don't get the ultimate prize and the ultimate job done. So I was satisfied because they cemented themselves as not some fluke that just gets in and gets on a run and gets hot in Citizens Bank Park. Amazing. They're one of the best teams in the National League. Now they got to end it.
Yeah.
The opportunity is right there. So thrilled, happy, but ultimately focused on the ultimate prize.
Agreed.
Oh, look at you.
Look at that. Eyes
in.
On the first championship or bust.
Don't let me in the ballpark.
Well, that's because he knows that he's going to have to come in here and do the show every day.
I'm going to bleep for 3 months they lose. I need it.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and we'll come back to that in a second. The only other thing from this season that I wanted to point out, and it is a long season. Excuse me, I'm crying.
Oh, Jesus.
No, it's my
doing?
Throat.
Is it really?
No, it's a long season, as you guys pointed out. But because it's a long season, we had different heroes through the season for stretches. Remember, at the beginning of the year, this was the Ranger Suarez show. The fact that he was, you know, 10-1 with an ERA of 1.5. And then Bohm, you know, Bohm was part of that beginning part as well. And then there was a period in which Castellanos almost had to carry them. And he was the hottest guy on the team when everybody else was failing. And of course, we had a couple of great moments when it was Schwarber. We had stretches when it was the bullpen taking over. So I thought it was really cool that they had, and the bench guys too. We had, you know, we had Sosa, you know,
Sosa,
periods, and Cody Clemens. And all those things. And I thought that was really
Weston
cool.
Weston Wilson, all of them. Yes. Yeah, they all contributed.
But one thing.
Nah.
I sat on this one last night, this morning, pause. So, do I really want to do this? Okay. I want to couch this. I want to give a disclaimer.
Don't couch it.
Well, here's my only disclaimer.
Okay.
I think winning the division is worth celebrating. This is not an old man don't celebrate till you win the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I thought last night. Is that, you know, it popped into my head during the show yesterday. We were doing the show yesterday. We were doing Leading Off, and you both said, you were both very sure they were going to clinch the division last night. And then you were like, and then tomorrow's going to be a disaster. They're all going to be hungover.
Yeah, it's the hungover game.
Blah, 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 blah. You know, so I had that in my brain.
Wait till you see this lineup they put out there.
I'm sure. I don't even know who's going to catch. I might have to catch.
Oh, no, Stubby will be there.
Yeah.
Smelling like alcohol and everything.
So
seeing two balls.
So, whoa. Big old pause.
You are just ass lunatic.
So you guys said that. I didn't think anything of it.
Mm-hmm. Once again, there's a lot in this open about things that Ike and I have said that you're catching up on.
This is not on you. I heard it, but I just stored it away in the back of my head. And then I'm watching them last night, obviously have a wonderful time, you know, with their football helmets on and spraying beer on each other and yada, yada, yada.
That's a hell of a celebration.
Yes, a UNLV helmet I saw. Where does that even come from?
That's Stotty, man.
Yeah, so, you know, Stotty is overalls. There's a lot going on. The Armitani brothers, they had their mix last night. You know, and then I saw this morning when I woke up, they took the party over to Xfinity Live.
Kept it going.
Yeah.
Hey, man, the baby's over there.
So here's my problem.
Yes.
Why are we punting games when we do not have the one seed locked up? We do not have the two seed locked up. And if this goes wrong, if you end up losing a game, you know, they punt this one, and then what if you just lose tomorrow? And then, you know, like, it's a really, really, really important thing. And lest I believe it's just me that thinks it's important, here's what Bryce Harper said about the bye yesterday. Okay, so you're telling me you want to have the best record in baseball, that your bodies are all, like, most of the best players on this team are older than 30 years old. They've all been nursing injuries. Bryce is nursing an injury. JT's nursing an injury. Bohm is nursing an injury. Austin Hayes needs to come back. You know, most of the team, Ranger had a, you know, a dead arm. Zach Wheeler went through a thing with an injury. Everybody goes through a thing with an injury. Bryce Harper says it's important that we get the one seed, at the very least get the bye so we can, and there's only five games left to do this in. So why are we punting a game? Like, why is it okay? Why aren't they saying to themselves, you know what? We'll celebrate. We have an off day on Thursday. The next series is in D.C., so you don't have to get on a plane right after the game on Wednesday night or anything. They're probably going to take a bus down there, a train, whatever.
Yep.
Why don't you just celebrate on Wednesday night? I'm an adult, right? So when it's my birthday, if my birthday falls on a Tuesday, I don't tell my wife I'm taking the day off so we can celebrate. What do? We say, okay, this weekend we'll do it. And my problem is, why are we giving away a game? Now, baseball's funny. They could end up winning today, but that's not the point. The point is, they did that last night with the intention of today is okay if we lose. Mm-hmm. And it's not okay if you lose today. You need every game you can get. You have the Brewers trying to catch you. You have the Dodgers a game ahead of you. Mm-hmm. What are we doing? This is, I don't know. I want them to feel happy that they won, but that seemed like a team who prioritized having a good time and drinking over getting a top two seed when the best player on the team just told me it was important that you get a bye.
Well, listen, it's a long season, and when they got into the playoffs last week, they didn't really celebrate. They just did a toast.
Oh, no.
Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a toast.
Oh, geez.
So they didn't celebrate when they got into the playoffs.
Oh, well.
They waited until they clinched the division.
Exactly.
And they did it at home, and that's the way you do it. That's the way you do it. It's a reward for a long season, hard-fought division win. Listen, a lot of pressure.
On Wednesday night,
yeah.
You can't push the delay. You can't delay it to Wednesday night.
Yeah, of course you can.
No, you can't. You can't recreate what that was last year.
He's right. You cannot recreate the feeling from that last night to Wednesday. What if they lose Wednesday? Are they going to party?
Yes. Well,
no,
I don't know.
They're not going to party if they lose.
Party a different time.
We're here to party and win championships.
Party on Sunday night when you get the bye.
Mmm.
You have a week off.
It has to happen the night that you do it, though.
Is it more important to have videos on social media of you looking cool with your shirt off, spraying champagne on each other, or
good looking crew too, man?
I know. I'm jealous.
I didn't see a lot of dad bods in there.
I'm jealous, and they're waxing.
Notice most of the pitchers kept their shirts on.
Well, that's how we do.
I don't know. I don't think this is the time that you are. I swear it's my voice. I don't think this is the time that you're giving away a game. This is just not the right time to do it. This team has bigger, goals in mind. And God forbid we wind up having to play next week. God forbid. Or God forbid it's the NLCS against the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. And they have to fly to the West Coast for the first two games. Mm-hmm. We spend all this time talking about what an advantage it is to play at Citizens Bank Park. It's the best crowd in baseball. It's the most intimidating crowd in baseball. It's the loudest crowd in baseball. Oh, my God, our tickets are more expensive than everybody else's. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If we have to spend the first two games and then the game seven in L.A., no big deal. At least we had a good party on Tuesday night, our Monday night. It struck me as a team who had never been here before, a little bit.
Well, they hadn't won a division.
Yes, and they should be happy about it.
Yes.
And you know what? They should have a good night and I don't know, go out for a steak dinner somewhere.
We're ball players, man. That's not what we're doing.
That's right.
We're doing Budweiser showers. My goodness, that was a lot of... Was that Budweiser?
Bud Heavy, yeah.
My goodness, was a lot of that in there.
Yeah.
They're walking through puddles.
We're up to the surf sides, man.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They're a little expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
$15 a can. I don't know about that. At CBP, you get a discount?
Listen, going over to Xfinity Live, okay, maybe much. Maybe a little bit much. Maybe.
Right?
But they weren't ready to go home yet.
They were just there. The babies were there. They weren't going too hard. Now, Stubby and Marsh might be a little different.
Yes. But they are the, what do you call them? They the vibes?
Well, Stubbs, the chief vibes officer.
Yeah, chief vibes officer.
I think you're a little stressed about this.
Yeah.
A little stressed.
First of all, we got to face the Dodgers. Those choke artists, they'll be lucky to meet us in LCS.
Now everybody's tough.
I do want the two seed.
The Spike, hold on. Yeah. Real quick. Yeah. They are a win and a Brewers loss from clinching a two seed.
Okay, yes. I'd rather have the one seed, though.
That's fine, but they're at least clinching a bye.
They're a game behind the Dodgers.
Next week, they're not going to play in a freaking wild card series.
You two with the voices.
Well, it's just like they're not going to play in a wild card series.
Okay, what if...
Are the Brewers going to win out and the Phillies are going to lose out?
No, because maybe.
But they're not.
There's no way we're losing out.
They're playing the Nationals this weekend.
We got the Nationals this weekend, dog.
But what do you think the Mets fans said with up seven games to 17 to play? No.
God, yes. No. Play the music.
It's not just the bye. It's having as many home games as possible. If you have the best home field advantage in the sport, you need as many home games as you can get. I wasn't asking them to not be happy about it. I'm asking them to not
you
get blackout
to
drunk.
On Wednesday.
You want us to celebrate Wednesday. You can't
they
do that.
I don't
last
want
night.
Them to be hung over for the game.
They might be two guys that are a little
dude, they
could
be on a high alert today. Taiwan Walker's pitching.
No,
Tanner Banks is starting.
Tanner Banks is starting.
Oh, having a Walker.
He'll be in there.
He'll pitch. Yeah.
I thought he was starting.
By the way,
do you think he was invited to the party yesterday?
I did see him walking around in the locker room.
Well, Middleton did shake his hand, which was big. and then Taiwan took another $36 million from him.
I just don't know how the best player
calm
can
down.
Say.
Lighten
up.
Just
the best player.
Lighten up.
No.
By the way, I was happy to see Bryce had some brew in his hand. He's a real guy.
That's right.
Well, yeah, maybe he's holding it.
No, he was drinking.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.
He's got to be one of the guys.
Damn right you do.
I didn't love
Can't
it.
Trust a guy who's not drinking a brew when everybody's celebrating.
I didn't love it. Well, when you guys are saying lighten up and we are down 2-0 to the Dodgers because the first two games were in L.A. and they had a great crowd and we're talking about red eye. You know, it's not
2-0
gonna be,
to the Dodgers. They going to beat Wheeler and Nola?
I don't know if it's going to be Wheeler and Nola in the CS.
Oh, of course it is.
No, who knows how many games we have to play before
you mean,
it.
Wait, maybe
you know, set
up.
It
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I got All you right.
215-592-9494. Somebody's going to...
Calm down.
I'm championship focused. You guys are party focused.
Yeah.
Party guys.
I love seeing it.
Party guys.
I wish we could have did that after winning the NFC East.
Wouldn't it look quite as good?
You know, I don't think we would have. Yeah, I don't
our
think
our shirts off?
Yeah. Well, no, it certainly wouldn't look as good. Yeah.
I don't know for you guys.
Some guys wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have had any problem.
Corey in Columbus kicking us off. What's up, Corey?
I just got to put a disclaimer out there. This is my opinion, Spike. Don't be jumping all on my back and all that.
No, I didn't jump on your back yesterday. We had a good conversation yesterday.
Hey, Corey, come in tough. Come in tough now. You're the leadoff hitter now. Don't come in here with that soft stuff.
I'm just letting you know. I know for the past couple of years, you've been covering them Yankees and the Mets. And you don't know how we did it down here in Philadelphia. We ain't won a division since I was in 11th grade. Hell yeah, we gonna party up, boy.
You can party.
We gonna party up.
You can party.
Keep party. Hey, listen, we only got to get one win. We gonna get that win.
No, we need more than one win. We need more than one win.
Hey, don't be scared, Spike. Listen, we got a bad team here. Listen, these boys know how to win. And you talking about. The whole, you know, home field advantage and all that, they lost last year. So we don't care about that. We play you whenever, wherever, on the diamond, show up, blood on the grass like Rio saying, we going to show up.
This is what you sounded like on Monday before the Falcons game.
Hey, we got the NL. Look, you bringing up other sports.
Yes.
He want to bring up old stuff. We talking about the fighting, baby. Don't bring up old stuff. This team, we wasn't worried about. We wasn't worried about vibes with them 2-8. This ain't this team. This is a new team. Harper, Swarbrick. Hey, you saw that boy JT last night. Mm-hmm. It was time to celebrate. Hey, this year we locked in. Harper going to get them together. Red October, baby. That's the best time of the year. I love football. It's my favorite sport. But Red October is the best part of the year, baby. And we going
really to has been.
No doubt.
Yeah.
It's called a big dose of D.
Corey.
They celebrate every round anyway. So that don't matter.
It's just baseball.
But you're not changing anything. Look, Corey, here's my I love baseball. I would say that my favorite sports, basketball, baseball, I would even put football behind baseball. That's how much I love it. And that's how much I want them to do it this year. And I don't want 6 months of regular season to be flushed down, the best season we've had in over a decade, regular season, to be flushed down the drain because of one night because we're giving away a game.
But Taiwan's starting today regardless. He's going to pitch a lot today regardless. You're giving away a game.
You're not just giving away a game. They're giving away a whole team.
That's one game, man. Come on, man. Like we're not going 0-5. Man, don't do that. We're not one seed.
All
we need is one win and a Brewers loss.
Not for one seed.
And we ain't losing. We ain't getting swept by no Nationals. Come on, Spike.
One seed. One seed, Corey.
Hey, Spike.
I'm a championship guy. You're a regular season guy.
Stop being scared. Hey, Johnny Marks was scared all the time.
It's always the guy in that chair, isn't
that's right.
It?
Oh, don't
bunch of babies.
Don't you dare. I mean, love you, Johnny. That is not. But don't you dare. Don't you dare. I'm here. This is not fear. Thank you for the call, Corey. You brought it today. Good lead off today. Mm-hmm. This is not about fear. It's about goals. It's about determination. It's about priorities. And I just, with the one seed right there, it's right there to give away a game, to give away 20% of your games. That's what they're doing. There's five games left, and they're just giving one away. It doesn't seem like a good decision to me, especially when on the horizon is two things. More home games than any team and a full week off. Just go get that. Go get that, and then have your fun. Go get that.
We're going to get it. We're going to get it.
All right.
Last night was a great party.
Okay.
It's a great visual. Tell me you didn't enjoy watching it.
Man, you are really into the visual. I want to find out what parties you were.
I need to see the package.
Everybody had on shorts or pants or something.
This guy's singing all about the Benjamins and his parties.
There you go.
All right. Coming up next. Sorry. We go long enough. I always take it one step too far.
Yeah, one step.
Coming up next is potentially the best sound we have heard from a Philadelphia owner maybe ever, you know, in the locker room, in the clubhouse, rather.
How many beers did he have?
Oh, quite a few. He was on one, man. He was ready. He can party all he wants.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to play today. His team. All right. We will play you that sound next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.